We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. How do you do? I am Rob Brown Diesel. Back in the network studio, pushing buttons, switching switches, levering levers, sliding sliders, making the show sound as good as it does today. He is also the voice that you will hear on the phone lines when you call 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 to come on the air live with us. You can also text us on the program at 71307, 71307. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, and at ESPN Upstate. Make sure you visit the website as well, ESPNUpstate.com. We have all the news, notes, and information up there that you could possibly need as an Upstate sports fan. And, of course, you can listen to the show both live and in living color 24/7, 365. You can also listen to our local program, Offsides with Mark Ryan, and, of course, The Rob Brown Show, right there on the website using our Radio Rewind feature. And we podcast every single hour. So if you miss a second of any of our local shows, all you got to do is go to the podcast section. You can pull it up. There'll be a description on there about what we talked about that hour, and you can play that hour back on any of your digital devices. Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. We're just here to make your life better. I got to tell you, if you didn't watch it last night, Diesel, Tulane and Tulsa.
Yeah, I was watching the whole game thinking, man, I really need Tulsa to lose. I really need Tulsa to lose. They're number 25, trying to get my team bumped up into that top 25. And then with the most improbable come-from-behind win, it was nuts.
Tulsa knocks off the green wave of Tulane, 30-24 in double overtime format. Tulane is up 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Tulsa ends up scoring back-to-back touchdowns, including a last-second Hail Mary that ends up in the back of the end zone inside the arms of a Golden Hurricane wide receiver. That would make it all square at 14 a pop. We head to double overtime, and Tulane cannot stop the Hurricane from rolling over. 30-24, your final. Diesel, they set the tone for what I hope will be a decent college football weekend. If we get a handful of games that are as good as that one, it'll be all right, man.
Yeah, that it was just Tulsa was down to their third string quarterback who they hadn't scored in the entire first half. They waited until the third quarter to start scoring in that game. He throws a touchdown to get him within seven. With about 3.5 minutes to go on 4th and 15 from the 18-yard line. All Tulane has to do is knock that throw down, and the game's over. You can run out the clock from there. But they couldn't do it.
Nope.
And then they had to give the ball back to Tulsa. They march it down the field and throw a last-second Hail Mary from the 40. Again, with the third-string quarterback, and then they go into overtime, and Tulane throws a pick six.
I don't think
in the second overtime
that I have ever yelled a football catchphrase as loudly as any time that happens, I yell the catchphrase, Diesel, knock it down! Just knock it down. Just knock it down. How hard is it? Knock it down. DeAndre Hopkins in the end zone. Knock it down. Tulsa, double OT. Hail Mary to the end zone. Knock it down. Come on. Come on. We got football starting up this evening, 7 o'clock, Syracuse at Louisville up there at Cardinal Stadium. Purdue is at Minnesota, UMass at FAU, and New Mexico at Air Force. We did lose a matchup today of UAB and UTEP due to the pandemic. Syracuse and Louisville is an interesting one to me, D-Train, because for whatever reason, and I don't know if it's fair or unfair, but Scott Satterfield there at Louisville has been a guy that's been mentioned as a potential big-name candidate at some point down the line at another program. But, dude, they are 2-6 right now.
Yeah.
Their wins only over Western Kentucky and Florida State, and pretty level couple of teams there. But L's to everybody else, L to Virginia Tech, to UVA, to Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, and Miami. If Louisville doesn't get the dub tonight over the Cuse, Diesel, I'd say Scott Satterfield's stock kind of starts to fall a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think that's an unfair statement at all. You know, no, Louisville didn't have a whole lot in the cupboard when he took over. And a lot of people there really love the culture that he's bringing in, but culture only gets you so far.
It really does. I mean, you gotta be X's and O's too. You know, that's one of the things about Dabo Swinney and the coordinators that he's put there into play. Brett Venables, Tony Elliott at Clemson. I mean, they're X's and O's guys. They understand how to coach a football team. Scott Satterfield, I thought was that guy, Diesel. I thought he was that guy. I thought he was the dude that was going to end up showing up there, but was going to be able to bring those X's and O's and that culture. But, man, I'm looking at this Louisville team, and since Lamar Jackson left that squad, they have just been bad. So there's our Friday slate. We mentioned earlier that there's a couple of big matches in the Big Ten this weekend that could have national importance. We start with Indiana on the road at The Ohio State University. Number 3 in the country are the Buckeyes. Fair or not, a discussion for another time. They are 3-0 at this point. Big win over Nebraska and Penn State on the road, the number 18 team in the country. Also smoked Rutgers. They did lose their game against Maryland, so it's been a couple of weeks since the Buckeyes took to the field. Diesel, the Hoosiers, as high as they've been ranked in a hot minute, any chance that the underdogs can pull off the upset in this one?
No. No.
They don't call him the best color man in the business for no reason.
Dynamite drop in, Monty.
Yeah, that one's a tough one for the Hoosiers. I mean, maybe if they're at home, but Ohio State, I mean, even without fans, you're walking to their place. They're comfortable. They're happy. They don't know what they're rolling with. Listen, I'm pulling for the underdogs in the Big Ten this weekend, much to the chagrin of Lonzo, who's going to throw sharp, pointy objects at me. But Wisconsin's at Northwestern in that one, too. And Diesel, I am a fan of being an agent of chaos in college football. Like, I want the end of the year to be as ugly and convoluted and just full of question marks and WTFs as I can get it. If Wisconsin and Ohio State were both to fall this weekend, there is a chance that the last 2 or 3 weeks of college football will have all their eyes turned towards the Big Ten, because that program might find itself in a spot, that conference might find itself in a spot where they could be theoretically getting nobody into the college football playoffs, or have an opportunity to send either Indiana or Northwestern on the way in. Northwestern's probably got a little bit of an easier road to hoe to get there. But, man, I'm pulling for some Big Ten upsets this weekend, D-Train.
Yeah, give me all the chaos we can get in the Big Ten. I want to see some different names in there, and I want to see them be able to come in. We all know that the pundits, all they want to do is prop up the Blue Bloods. They want to prop up Ohio State. They want to prop up Wisconsin. But it's okay to have some other names in there. And I love it. I know that 2020 is a weird year, and you've got a lot of programs that otherwise would not get a whole lot of attention in the top 15. Take advantage of it. This is the only year that this is going to be possible, hopefully. This is the only year that this is going to be possible. So why not? You know, they got to take full advantage of it. Hopefully they don't just try to go for ratings by putting the big names in.
So looking down the lines this weekend, Ohio State is a 20.5 point favorite. 20.5 point favorite over Indiana, over the Hoosiers, and that one is going to be very, very interesting. But again, 20.5 points in college football, it's not unheard of. If I recall correctly, and Diesel, you may or may not know this off to your top of your head, Maryland beat Penn State 35-19. And if I recall, I want to say Penn State was a 21-22 point favorite in that game. I mean, it's not unheard of. It's a long shot. But it's not unheard of. Clemson is at FSU, gunning to become, I believe, just the third team in history that would win three consecutive road games in Tallahassee. I know I just said that 21, 22, 23, 24 point upsets aren't a crazy thing to happen in college football. D-Train, FSU is a 35.5 point underdog at home. 30,
and that's been rising.
Yeah, it started at 32.5, I think.
That means the majority of bettors are betting that Clemson will blow them out by more than 34. That means nobody's putting money on Florida State to cover.
I locked Clemson in to cover at 32.5, and I'm feeling damn good about it. Right, I got 3 points of cushion, courtesy of Vegas right now.
35.5 points.
Clemson is a favorite on the road at FSU. What in the blue is going on down in Tallahassee? I've been following FSU all the way through their collapse, obviously, being on the radio across the entire Florida panhandle from Destin, Pensacola, all the way to Panama City, all the way to Jacksonville. I've been the radio across that area, so obviously with FSU right in the heart of that territory, I've been talking FSU football for a long time. I have been eyeballs on that collapse for a very, very long time. If you would have told me at any point up until, I don't know, a week ago, Diesel, that FSU would be a 35.5 point underdog to anybody in the country at home, I'd have called you crazy. Now I'm betting on Clemson to cover that line. How the mighty have fallen. That's ugly. Florida is at Vanderbilt this weekend. Florida is a 30. By the way, speaking of that line, Diesel, I'd like to point out that Clemson is a bigger favorite over FSU than Florida is over Vanderbilt in the year 2020. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Florida, a 31.5 point favorite over the Doors on the road in Tennessee. Keep in mind that while, as we mentioned just a second ago, FSU, 35.5 point dogs at home. Florida, 31.5 point favorites on the road. Appalachian State at Coastal Carolina. Diesel, your boys got a chance to score an AP top 15 win this weekend, breaking out the old special red, white, and blue helmets for it. How you feeling, man?
I don't love the helmets. They're kind of weird. I love the logo on the helmet. I just don't like the way that they filled it in with the stars and the stripes. It just kind of looks funky. But I am all in on the white uniforms. I love that kind of stuff. It all depends on if App State's all everything quarterback Zach Thomas is back in the game. He took a pretty nasty hit in the third quarter of last week's game. He took a shot out of bounds that was not called, and he They say that he ran into some equipment and he was taken off the field on a stretcher with a potential hip injury. So we don't know exactly. They're playing it pretty close to the vest. We don't know exactly what's going on with his health. And I guess we won't know until game time.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one for you. Odds for an upset or what, Diesel?
Coastal Carolina has not beat App State yet since joining the conference. I think ever. I think they're 6-0. App State 6-0 or 7-0 against Coastal Carolina. I'm not 100% sure on that. So until Coastal Carolina beats App State, I can't bet on the Chanticleers.
If Coastal Carolina knocks off Appy State, a team they have not beat yet,
mm-hmm.
as pointed out by Diesel, if you're South Carolina, you start maybe eyeing Jamie Chadwell a little harder than you have been?
Absolutely.
Is that just because you'd want him out of Coastal Carolina?
I mean, I do have a vested interest in either Jamie Chadwell or Billy Napier getting the job.
We'll keep an eye on that one and see. We'll talk about that on Monday, as obviously he is a target, been mentioned as a target for South Carolina. We'll keep an eye on that one. Stephen F. Austin at Memphis, Illinois at Nebraska, Arkansas State at Texas State, ECU at Temple, Georgia Southern is up at Army. Jeff Monken, the head coach of Army, another guy that has been mentioned. I don't like that pick. Look, the triple option offense there at Army is fun. I mean, I'll watch it all day long. I watch every Army game I can get my eyeballs on because I love that grown man yard of scrimmage football. I don't want it at South Carolina. LSU is at Arkansas. Man, the defending national champs having a struggle of the year. LSU obviously not going to get Miles Brennan back, so they're going to be going with their two true freshmen through the rest of the year. This Arkansas team looks to be trending upwards as of late. Now, they do have a handful of L's on the books, but all four Arkansas losses come against ranked teams. Georgia came and put them away in Fayetteville. They were down at Auburn, and they lost a barn burner by just a deuce at the time. They lost on the road at number 8 Texas A&M, and they lost at home to number 6 Florida, a team that now not only looks to be a playoff team, but also has a Heisman Trophy probably finalist in Kyle Trask at quarterback. Their wins against number 16 Mississippi State on the road, against Ole Miss in a game that wasn't as close as the score indicates, and of course they beat Tennessee as they should have. This is a big-time game for Arkansas, Diesel, because the Razorbacks have an opportunity. Yeah, I know they're not the LSU of last year, but LSU has owned Arkansas in recent years. If nothing else, this would be, if you will, kind of a moral victory to bring the boot back to Fayetteville. This is a big game for an Arkansas team that's really got itself pointed in the right direction. This would give them some more momentum in that direction.
Again, being an agent for chaos, I love watching defending national champions just crap the bed in the next season. So, yeah, give me the Razorbacks.
We'll keep an eye on that one as well. I don't fault LSU. I mean, look, they were never going to be what they were last year. Last year, they were, to me, the best college football team in history. They're not coming back from that. They're just not coming back from that. And then, of course, the opt-outs in the Rona made it even more difficult. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll keep looking down the rest of the college football schedule, giving you our picks in the biggest matchups of the weekend. Still got to talk South Carolina, Alabama as well. Liberty is at NC State. Hugh Freeze might get a little bit more momentum if he can win another ACC road contest. All that and more next up on the Rob Brown Show. NDSPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. ESPN Rob, don't want to cause mass hysteria. Dogs and cats living together. Toilet paper apocalypse 2020 2.0 is going on right now. What the hell, man? Yeah, I saw that. Some of y'all are on the toilet paper hoarding train all over again. Look, if y'all need that much toilet paper for real, y'all don't need toilet paper. Y'all need a doctor's appointment. All right? Stop. Here's the thing. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but even if we do go lockdown volume 2.0, they're not going to run out of tank tickets. All right?
Tell you about the house that I looked at that were toilet paper hoarders?
You did, with like trap doors and stuff in it.
Yeah. So I was looking at a house. It's actually about a mile away from the house that we ended up buying. So we're going and we're looking around. It's a nice house. Nothing particularly wrong with it. We start opening up, you know, like opening up closet to see how much storage space we got. And floor to ceiling, jumbo packs of toilet paper. Like 15 of them. We're like, okay, that's excessive. And maybe they went to Costco. I don't know. And then we go into the bathroom. We open up the cabinets. Four more jumbo rolls of toilet paper. And then we go upstairs and open the linen closet. And like eight more jumbo packs of toilet paper. And I said, these are the jerks that everybody's been talking about. Hoarding all the toilet paper. That's why no one else can find any.
I hope those people got the help they needed. And I mean that from a therapist and a doctor.
Unless they won a lifetime supply of toilet paper on some game show, there's no reason to have that much.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Stop. You don't need that much toilet paper at a time.
And you're being a jerk when you buy that much.
Yeah. Yeah. Our next texter says, ESPN, I ran out of teepee last time and I had to shower after. Okay, I'm going to stop reading that text, but I think you get the direction it was headed in. Stop.
I need an answer. Did this guy only have like three rolls when COVID hit and like just didn't go out and buy anymore? I mean, like, go get you one of those nine packs. You're going to be fine for like the next couple of weeks, unless you live with like multiple females, and in which case it's going to last like a day.
Listen, if you want to go cray cray, I don't even care if you go buy a 24 pack of TP, but just buy the one 24 pack. All right? You don't need to be buying 3 years worth at a time. How much toilet paper are you using? Stop eating Taco Bell. Y'all, we got to quit. I am seeing tweets from places all over the country where grocery stores are legitimately running out of toilet paper, like as soon as they stock it. I remember during the first lockdown, and this is the part that sucks, right? During the first lockdown, right when it started, right when TP-pocalypse started at the very beginning, it was right after I moved. I want to say it was like 2 weeks after I moved here, Diesel. So when I got here, you know, I went out before the lockdown and I went and I bought my little eight pack or whatever it is to stock up the apartment. And then they start, oh, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. The Upstate is out of toilet paper in its entirety. I'm like, ah, crap. All right. Well, you know, I'll just head to the store. I'll grab myself like a, you know, one of the 12 packs. That'll get me through a month. I'll be all right. Month and a half, 2 months, whatever. So I go and every store I went to, legit, as a matter of fact, once I was getting settled, my mom came up to visit, and while my mom was up here visiting, she's like, yeah, I'm going to go get some groceries, whatever. She's like, there's no toilet paper anywhere. There's no toilet paper anywhere. So at one point I was like driving around the entire Upstate going store to store to store. If you posted on Twitter, hey, the, you know, X Mart down on whatever street just put out some TP. Dude, you'd be inundated with people that were like, I'm on my way. Hang on to it. Wait for me in the parking lot. It was craziness. And now we're doing it again like y'all didn't get enough the first time around. Just buy one pack and you'll be fine. Y'all don't need to be coming back to the house with 225 rolls of toilet paper, you ain't going to use it. Just stop. Please. I'm begging you.
The market always catches up. Charmin, Scott, they all, Angel Soft, they're all like, yeah, this is great. We get to make more money.
Yeah.
And they're going to make more.
Yeah, just stop.
It's do these stores not put limits on it, or is like a family of four each going and buying the limit, and that's how they sell out?
That's my thing, right? I don't like confrontation. I don't like getting into fights, right? It's not my thing. I got into one during TPpocalypse 2020 Volume 1 because there was a dude that on Twitter was saying that what he was doing is he was going from store to store. He would buy the limit. Right? He would buy the limit. Then he would go to another store, buy the limit, wait, and then he would go back to the first store and buy more. And then he's up on Twitter like, yo, I got a 4-pack of toilet paper for $25. Like, dude, I will fist fight you. What is wrong with you? Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
I'm just going to mace you and take it. If you're trying to sell me a pack of toilet paper for $25, I'm going to put you on the ground. Because you don't deserve to be standing on 2 feet.
At ESPN. No, I didn't go buy more. It's overpriced. I just took 4 showers a day. Dude, what?
And then your water bill goes up. Come on, man.
That's not my concern. You need to see somebody, man. You need to change your diet. All right, this is the worst segment of radio I've ever done. We're going to a break. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. I'm so sorry.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Rob Brown Show rolling on. Rob and Diesel with you here on a Friday afternoon. Continuing out our college football games from the weekend, talking about the ones catching our interest. Pick up where we left off, LSU at Arkansas, Florida International at Western Kentucky, Rice is at North Texas, North Alabama at number 8, BYU. BYU is interesting, maybe not this particular game, Diesel, but interesting because this team is 8-0. They have 2 games left on their regular season. They've got North Alabama and they got San Diego State. They do not have any ranked wins on their resume, but they are likely going to finish out at 10-0. What is the reaction, D-Train, if the BYU Cougars finish undefeated? I lied. They do have 1 ranked win. They beat number 21 Boise State. With 1 ranked win, no losses at all, but they don't find a backdoor into the playoffs if we have 1 or even 2 1-loss Power 5 teams in there. What's the reaction from the independent fans?
It's we're never going to be allowed into this playoff. So, you know, burn it to the ground.
Burn it down.
I mean, if a 2-year straight undefeated UCF isn't even given a real opportunity, like, they don't want to let you in. That's the whole point. They don't want to let you in. And you and I both know that bowl opponents a lot of times are chosen based on which fan bases are going to bring the most people to your bowl location. And that's all the college football playoff is which teams are going to actually sell tickets to their fans and have them fly across country. Because for some reason, we've got a team from Georgia and a team from Illinois playing in the desert in Arizona, because F the fan bases, money.
Yeah, I think there's an element. I also think that there is an ingrained bias that teams playing in a Power 5 conference are by definition better than teams that are not. Whether that is true or fair or not is subjective, and there's only one way to prove that. But see, here's where the risk comes from. If you take a BYU or a Cincinnati or a Liberty or a Coastal Carolina or any of these other teams that are undefeated right now, and you stick them into a playoff, and I'm not saying this is what happened. I'm telling you what the fear is from the people who organized this. If you give, let's say, BYU, since that's who we opened this conversation with, you give BYU a ticket to the playoff, and let's say you make them the number four seed, and they go up there and they play a Clemson and get demolished. You've done two things. Number one, you have basically eradicated any opportunity to give another team in a similar situation down the road an opportunity, because people are always going to look back and go, yeah, we tried that with BYU, but what happened? Now, it's easier to forget what happened when the teams like the Boise States go beat the Oklahomas in the Fiesta Bowl back in the day. And the reason it's easy is because there's a ton of excuses that come along. Oh, well, Oklahoma didn't care about that game. It was inconsequential. It didn't matter. Some players decided not to play to get ready for the draft, etc. It would take a Cincinnati going to beat a Clemson, a number one seed in the playoffs before. And if they lose that game, especially if they get shellacked in that game, then any previous goodwill that was built up is immediately evaporated. The second problem you have, if you make that push, is if a Cincinnati or a BYU loses that game in that spot, then you're going to have a one-loss Power 5 team out there that maybe dropped a game, let's say Florida, drops a game on the road at Texas A&M. Let's say they get bumped, right? They win the SEC championship, but they don't get in because Cincinnati or BYU gets in. You are going to have people coming out of the woodworks going, Florida would have given Clemson a better game than BYU did or than Cincinnati did.
Mm-hmm.
And the organizers, Diesel, they know what they're going to hear for years if they pull that trigger.
So let me completely demolish that mentality, that mindset that if we put somebody like a BYU, like a UCF in, they're going to get demolished. That would never happen if we matched up the elites of college football. I mean, when you match up the elites of college football, you're going to get a barn burner 3-point game every time, right? Wrong. 2014, 59-20, Oregon over Florida State. 2015, 37-17, Clemson over Oklahoma. Same year, 38-0, Alabama over Michigan State.
Oh, that one was fun.
Clemson over Ohio State, 31-0. Clemson over Notre Dame, 30-3. LSU over Oklahoma, 63-28. Get out of here with this, well, we're trying to avoid blowouts for teams that don't belong there. Almost half the games in the playoff history of semifinals have been blowouts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm counting 8 semifinal games since 2014 that have been embarrassing blowouts. So get out of here with that argument of they don't deserve to be in there because they could get blown out. Because Power 5 teams get blown out in the playoffs all the time.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. And I think that's again, a strong argument, but if you're the organizers, you're the committee that has to put this whole thing together, you are absolutely wondering and worried about what the reaction to from the general college football fan base is going to be. And again, those types of games become forgettable. And what for whatever reason, people are going to continue to beat up on the little guy. I would honestly.
I thought everybody had playoff fatigue of seeing the same teams in. It's every year. All people do is complain about fatigue. Mm-hmm. We're tired of it. We're tired of seeing the same four teams. Ugh, same four teams. Gross. Ugh, God, Clemson, Alabama again. Ugh, God, we want some new teams in there. No, you don't.
You can tell that by the way that the ratings go up every year, right? And that's it. That's part of what this committee is looking at. That's part of what this committee is looking at. The committee is looking and going, wait, they can say all the time that there's fatigue and they're tired of seeing the same teams over and over, but they're not. They keep watching. They're not going anywhere. And they are afraid of what would happen if they put a Cincinnati or a BYU out there and they got blown off the field, because then people would go, yeah, no, that I'm not down for. That I'm not down for. You don't have to like it, but that would likely be the reaction. And if that would likely be the reaction, they're going to try to avoid that. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Quick break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number two with the rest of our college games. Oh, the weekend. Jump into the NFL in hour three. That's all next on the Rob Brown Show. And oh, my God. Sorry, I try not. I'm scrolling through Twitter as we're coming back from break. Adam Jacoby put up a tweet that said, "Hello, it's Friday afternoon. Please tell me something your dog did today or perhaps this week. Thank you." And at CFB Matrix replied Diesel with, "My long-haired dachshund ate a 50 milligram gummy, LOL." That poor dog. Oh, my God. That dog. That dog's going to be stoned for 4 days. Poor dog. Oh, man. The Rob Brown Show's back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Panda texted into the show, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. He said, I'd enjoy seeing an 18 playoff where the top two seeds get a bye week and 7 and 8 and 5 and 6 games essentially play in games to play in the 3-4 games. You know, here's the thing. I feel like, honestly, there are no more good reasons not to have an 18 playoff. Every problem we've brought up, and I'm not going to make this a whole show because honestly, it's you know, the metaphor I've used in the past is like, it's like talking about what color I'm going to have when I buy my first Ferrari. It's a great conversation to have. It's a fun conversation to have. I got merits for why I want a black Ferrari instead of a red one or a white one and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, it's largely an irrelevant conversation because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen a long time from now. And there are a hell of a lot of people that I have to change their minds before I'm going to get there, right? That I love an 18 playoff idea. 5 Power 5 champions and 3 at large, right? I mean, right now, you could argue our Power 5 champs plus a 3 at large, and it gets rid of so many issues. It gets rid of a discrepancy. Well, the SEC is really, really good, and the Big Ten's bad, so an undefeated Big Ten is not any better than a 1 or 2 loss SEC team. Well, let's find out. Let's put them out there and see how it goes. And it opens the doors for the BYUs and the Cincinnatis. It opens the doors for the Coastal Carolinas. And it doesn't mean that those at-larges can't be used for a Power 5 team that, let's say you got an undefeated Alabama and an undefeated Florida, and Alabama beats Florida by 3 in the SEC championship game. Cool. Toss one of those at-larges over to Florida. Why not? Tell me how it doesn't work. Because it absolutely does. Top to bottom, it absolutely works. But, again, not a huge point in getting too lost and caught up into that because we're years out. They're happy with what they got. The people in control are making plenty of money. The ratings are going up. And this is something, you know, we talked about this with South Carolina not too long ago. Mark Ryan's made this argument for years, and it used to bug the crap out of me in my 20s. But as I've gotten into my 30s, I actually agree with him. At the end of the day, if you want to see change in your program or your franchise, if you want to see change, There's only one thing that you as fans can do in order to enact that change. Stop giving them money. It's very simple. Stop tuning in, stop giving them money. But here's the thing. Diesel, I think it should be 8 instead of 4. I think the playoffs as they stand right now are a bad format. You think I'm not going to watch the playoffs in the college football national championship game? No, I'm not watching it. I'm not bailing out of it. I'm not backing away from it. And I know it. I know that nothing's going to change because of it. It sucks, but it is what it is. So, you know, we can sit here and complain all we want about not having our way. But the people in charge see that the ratings keep going up every year. The money keeps coming in every year. And nothing's going to change that. All right, a couple more big games going on through the rest of the go. Cincinnati, speaking of the Devils, taking on UCF. This game probably more interesting 4 or 5 years ago. This UCF team isn't bad by any means. Their only losses are to Tulsa and Memphis. They got wins over Georgia Tech, Houston, and Temple in the bag as well. Cincinnati probably, I think, looking at the biggest challenge that they have left on their schedule, which is two to play. They've got Temple and Tulsa coming up at the end of the year. But Diesel, I think Cincinnati's probably finishing this year out undefeated, man. Any chance they knock on the door?
Not if the College Football Playoff Committee has anything to say about it.
They are the only ones with anything to say about it.
Ohio State somehow finds a way to play four games, they'll say, yeah, we'll put them in.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be what they only got to play six to get in. So they're going to get three more. I mean, the Big Ten's not going to – if nothing else, I would say I wouldn't be shocked to see the Big Ten find a way to twist it to make sure that Ohio State gets their six because it's their best chance. Number 10, Wisconsin at number 19, Northwestern. We broke that game down earlier in the day. Virginia Tech's at Pittsburgh. Tennessee's at number 23, Auburn. Mississippi State at number 13, Georgia. Bedlam, Oklahoma State, Oklahoma. Liberty is at NC State. It's your big matchups of the weekend. NFL talk coming up in the next hour on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.